It's time for Hoag Health Radio. Here's your host, Deborah Howell.
Hello there. Welcome to the program today. On today's show, we have a wonderful guest, Dr. Michael Brant Zawadzki. He is the medical director for the Department of Radiology at Hoag Hospital and is a consultant to a number of companies in the biotech and radiology fields, as well as an expert in the field of diagnostic radiology. Welcome, Dr. Brant Zawadzki.
Thank you.
The subject at hand today is dementia. It's so prevalent in our society and so misunderstood. Doctor, can you give us your working definition of dementia?
Well, dementia has a very broad definition. What I'd really like to talk about today is the early stages of cognitive impairment and memory loss in aging individuals. You know, a number of primary care studies have shown that up to 25% of people over the age of 65 have mild cognitive impairment, and that a significant portion of those will become demented and have the attendant health consequences and associated disorders that come with dementia. So the demographics of our population, the fact that we're living longer because of our excellent care for heart disorders and cancer and the disorders that used to kill us at much younger ages, means that we're living longer. And so cognitive impairment leading to dementia, which is gross disorientation and inability to function because of cognitive impairment, there's a growing fear of an epidemic of dementia occurring in the next couple of decades in the United States and worldwide, really, because of the advances in healthcare in other areas.
25% is a big number.
It is a big number, and that's why the word epidemic is being used by experts who are involved in caring for current patients afflicted with dementia and worried about the new influx of patients who may develop it over the next few years.
It's pretty tricky to really figure out if it's dementia or it's just a little bit of memory loss or if it's progressive. I'm sure there are measures as a physician that you, maybe you could tell us some of the ways you measure.
You're exactly right. And in fact, what some people fear most, which is Alzheimer's disease, a deterioration of brain function due to certain tissue components that are abnormal in the brain. Alzheimer's disease has a course of about 8 to 12 years, and the first 5, 6, 7 years are subclinical, meaning the disease is already developing, but people have not been able to detect it. And by the time people make the diagnosis, physicians make the diagnosis, currently, very little can be done. On the other hand, recent studies have shown that if some of the early assessment tools that are becoming available are used, and early recognition of the earliest stages, even subclinical stages of dementia occurs, both behavioral and pharmaceutical treatments can forestall the development of clinical disease to such a point that we hope institutionalization of these patients will no longer be necessary. As you may or may not know, institutionalization of advanced dementia patients is a common occurrence these days.
Yes. Not so much as it was in the old days, but certainly to an extent that we would not like to see so many people in that situation. Do we have any idea, Doctor, what causes dementia?
Well, there are a variety of causes of dementia. Alzheimer's disease is just one. It's the one we hear most about. Alzheimer's disease is thought to be caused by certain byproducts of molecules and proteins that get deposited in the brain and basically clog up the neural activity that helps us with normal everyday function, including normal cognition and memory.
And there's no way to unblock those, huh?
I'm sorry?
There's no way to unblock those, like put in a stent like we do for our heart?
Well, I think there are methods that can forestall the development of these or the deposition of these bad byproducts, and it's coming to light now through research studies that both certain types of nutritional as well as pharmaceutical entities can help in this regard. We also think that there is a functional component, so that exercise, believe it or not, is an excellent way of preventing the progression of dementia. Exercise is like mom and apple pie, good for mm-hmm. everything.
Sure.
It works in dementia as well.
Does it have to be aerobic?
It does, but not only aerobic exercise. Balance exercises and other types of exercises are useful. In fact, people are investigating some of the interactive games like the Wii platform that you've mm-hmm. heard about in some of the behavioral interventions in patients with dementia. So a variety of approaches, both behavioral, nutritional, and pharmaceutical, are being looked at. And the whole idea is to be able to detect it early. So at Hoag, we are developing an early assessment program to be delivered through our primary care physician partners mm-hmm. In order to identify the very earliest stages through a very simple test, a neuropsychometric test, a test administered with a healthcare worker on a computer to an individual in about 10 minutes that assesses their risk, that individual's risk for developing dementia down the road. And if the test is abnormal, then a whole triage pathway is being developed to identify the type of dementia, because even drugs can cause dementia. Alcohol can cause dementia, as an
sure.
example. So there are a variety of causes of dementia, but if it's this neurodegenerative dementia that becomes Alzheimer's down the road, the ability to detect its earliest stages means we can employ some of the interventions and measure the effects of the interventions to decide which ones are best for our population. And that's the stage we're at now, is developing the early assessment tools, not developing, but deploying the early assessment tools,
mm-hmm.
and then developing the appropriate interventions that work best for a given set of patients, or an individual patient for that matter. So in order to identify what works best, you have to identify the disease in its earliest stages, attempt to modify it, and then measure the modification and its success. That entire approach is being looked at both on our local level with our experts in neurology and particularly memory and cognitive impairment, linked to a national effort, which is also occurring right now in this regard.
Mm-hmm. My parents live in a retirement village where they have these machines. They call them brain machines, and you can't get on them. There's a line because people really feel a difference when they've worked these, as you say, Wii-type platform games, more than games, really, because they're actually helping, as you say, forestall dementia.
Right, and so the games are an example. Another example is food. So it turns out that in India, for instance, the prevalence of Alzheimer's disease is dramatically lower.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the ingredients that's being researched now is cumin, one of the spices used in Indian
uh-huh.
food. And it's chemical component that may, in fact, be responsible for the significantly lower prevalence of dementia in the Indian population. That's an example of a nutritional additive that may be useful, but obviously has a chemical component that may be turned into a drug.
Mm-hmm.
So identifying patients early, both with neurocognitive testing, with biomarkers, so looking at their genes and
yes.
proteins in various fluids like the spinal fluid, to see if we can identify those who are at greatest risk or in the earliest stages, then deploying some of these early interventions that may be effective, and understanding which ones work best for which particular patient, is what the current thrust of research in cognitive impairment of aging is all about.
All very positive developments. I have time for one last question. How can we help our loved ones with dementia?
Well, I think the need for support of those already identified is critical. There are a number of community resources we at Hoag have. The Alzheimer's Family Services Center, which is really a daycare facility for loved ones who have trouble being maintained at home but still are sufficiently functional so that they can live at home other than for the time that they're at the day services center.
Mm-hmm.
So that's an example of a support service that works not just for the patient but also for their families. And having a community approach to patients already afflicted in the more advanced stages of dementia is critical. But we really want to, in fact, we want to put that concept out of business. We would like to identify the causes at the earliest stages and treat those disorders to the point where patients remain functional in their home as long as possible without the need, even for daycare centers, which...
Thank you so much. I really hope we get to that place. Dr. Michael Brandt-Zawadzki, we thank you so much for your time. More coming up on Hoag.